Yosemite National Park has been closed indefinitely. What this means for your shitty little family vacation. And scientists believe they found the gene connected to left-handedness. Could a cure be next? From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. You're addicted to news, and we've got the best stuff in town. Stay with us. The National Park Service today abruptly announced that Yosemite National Park would be closed indefinitely after startled witnesses spotted a bear on the grounds. OPR correspondent Remy Berglund reports from Yosemite. Remy, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Remy, tell us what led to this sudden shutdown.
Well, park ranger Derek Osman was on his morning rounds near Yosemite's Hogden Meadow region when the incident occurred. Here he is describing exactly what he saw in his own words.
It was a bear!
My God, what kind of bear?
A really big bear! We see a lot of wildlife out here. Chipmunks, squirrels, turtles, but a real-life bear? This poses a huge threat to the other animals and their habitats. I am sure they're all scared shitless, just like the rest of us.
Oh, scary. Remy, what steps are park officials taking to deal with this emergency?
Well, orders came down immediately from the NPS to evacuate the entire park. All campers and hikers have been escorted to the exits, and those located in more remote locations were airlifted out by helicopter. Mm. Every road into and out of the park has since been blocked off, and animal control has just arrived.
And how are guests reacting to the news?
For the most part, they seem very understanding of the severity of the problem and the need to cut their visits short. I spoke with a few, and here's what they had to say.
I think closing the park is definitely the right thing to do. I mean, what if there's more than one bear in there?
I'm never coming back here. I don't care that the bear was spotted 50 miles away from here. My family and I could have died.
I've seen it with my own eyes. The beast was big as a tank with a coat as black as death. Its fur matted with the blood of its last victim. It let out a terrifying howl that would put the fear of God in you. Its teeth sharp as ice picks. Then as the moon waned, the creature shapeshifted back into a man.
I'm sorry, the bear shapeshifted?
Bear? No, the werewolf.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you saw the bear.
I'm the bear.
As you just heard, people are concerned and the mood here remains tense. Right now, authorities are having trouble convincing a team to even go into the woods to look for it. And frankly, I can't blame them. You'd have to be fucking crazy to sign a death wish like that.
Right. So it seems that Yosemite could be closed for quite some time. What will the National Park Service do if they can't track down the bear?
If attempts to find and tranquilize the animal fail, officials are prepared to smoke the bear out by setting the park's entire 1,100 square miles on fire.
Well, you gotta do what you gotta do. Thank you, Remy.
Thank you. Bear! Okay.
Remy. Remy, I'm sorry. Would you mind hanging up now? We have another segment we need to get to. Remy, can we cut him off or something? Great. Thank you, Remy. We look forward to further updates on this story.
Help. I am being molested. I repeat, I am being molested. Please notify the police.
What you're hearing is the brand new anti-theft car alarm system that comes pre-installed in all new Chrysler models rolling out this year. So far, it's been garnering praise from consumers as a deterrent to vehicle break-ins, but is it worth the hype? OPR automotive reporter Andrew Dullard went to find out.
Can you show me how it works?
I'm at the Chrysler headquarters in Auburn Hills, Michigan, where engineer Chris Bullock is showing me just how sensitive the new Chrysler Bad Touch 350 Plus car alarm really is.
Sure, just pull the handle.
Molester! Molester!
The slightest touch molester, from anyone other molester, than the vehicle's registered
molester,
owner,
molester,
and the alarm
molester,
is activated.
Cars have a penis, and you are touching mine.
Wow!
My penis!
It's
my
very
penis,
sensitive!
My penis! That is my penis!
Tests have shown that bystanders are more likely to call the police when they hear the bad touch than any other car alarm in its class. But that's not the only reason it's receiving praise. While other alarms drone on and on with the same sound over and over, the Bad Touch 350 Plus has an alert system that gets louder and more urgent.
Diddler! Diddler! I am only a child! Diddler!
Interesting. I see
diddler.
How that-
oh, stop touching that
molester,
little boy, you son of a-
Molester! Molester!
I'll tell you!
My penis! My penis! My penis! Molester!
Good response molester, time, right?
Yeah.
Molester!
Very
molester.
Effective.
But do consumers agree? I tracked down some Chrysler drivers to see how the innovative security system works outside the showroom and out on the road.
I see you have the new Chrysler Pacifica minivan. How do you like the pre-installed alarm?
Oh, I wouldn't get too close.
Molester! Child molester! You are my dad, and that makes this worse. Incest molester.
Hey!
Incest
what the hell molester. Do you think you're doing, you pervert?
Incest molester.
No.
And some people are even saying the device works too well.
Yeah, I accidentally locked my keys in the car, so I tried to fish them out through the window, and now I'm a registered sex offender.
And the best part? Reports of actual child molestations in the area have gone down as well, though the Auburn Hill Police Department is concerned that could be due to people incorrectly assuming that a real child crying out for help is just a car alarm. But either way, Chrysler shows no signs of slowing down and is even planning to release a deluxe version of the Bad Touch 350 Plus, offering consumers an even bigger catalog of sexually graphic accusations to keep the most vulnerable automobiles safe and secure.
Molester.
So Chris, the
molester.
System sounds like it's a big hit,
molester.
But how do you turn it off?
Molester.
Just hit that
Child
button.
Child molester. Never mind, everybody. I am safe now.
For OPR, I'm Andrew Dullard.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, be cool, man. If you wanted to hear more news, all you had to do was ask. Just take it easy. Sheesh. Here you go. Democratic presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg is already outpacing other Super Tuesday candidates in campaign spending by hundreds of millions of dollars, and that number is expected to grow today following his $275 million purchase of Pete Buttigieg. The former New York City mayor finalized the acquisition for what Bloomberg is calling, quote, a pretty good deal. Starbucks is doing their part to help the environment. The coffee chain announced today that it would be discontinuing all plastic coffee by 2021. And other chains are following suit, with Dunkin' Donuts also announcing they would be eliminating all plastic donuts and crullers by next year. And finally, we at OPR would like to issue an apology. Yesterday, we reported that there was an active shooter at a gun range in Houston, Texas, and while that was technically accurate, we are retracting this story and would like to express our deepest condolences to the gunman's family and his loved ones. As always, we'll try to do better tomorrow.